Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. We Are As Gods, A Survival Guide for the Age of Abundance is a futurist non-fiction book about the social, psychological, and ethical consequences of exponential technology. Peter H. Diamandis, writing in the tradition of his earlier work on abundance and technological acceleration, examines a world in which artificial intelligence, robotics, biotechnology, longevity science, and advanced computation are moving from speculative possibility into everyday infrastructure. The book takes its title from Stuart Brand's famous observation that humans have acquired godlike powers and should learn to use them well. Its purpose is not only to describe technological progress, but to ask whether human judgment, institutions, and inner resilience can keep pace with expanding capability. Rather than presenting abundance as a simple promise of comfort, it treats it as a demanding transition material scarcity may decline, but uncertainty, overload, displacement, and ethical risk may intensify. The book therefore functions as both a technology forecast and a guide to adaptation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, exponential technologies are turning former miracles into routine capabilities. A central idea of We Are As Gods is that technologies once associated with science fiction or mythology are becoming practical tools. Gene editing, artificial intelligence, robotics, longevity research, synthetic biology, and advanced manufacturing give humans the ability to alter biology, automate cognition, redesign production, and extend physical capacity. The book frames this change as a shift from scarcity toward superabundance, where information, computation, healthcare, education, energy, food production, and housing may become more accessible through compounding innovation. This is not presented as a single invention solving all problems, but as an ecosystem of technologies reinforcing one another. AI accelerates research. Robotics extends digital intelligence into the physical world. Biotechnology reshapes medicine and food. And 3D printing or automation may reduce production constraints. The significance lies in the speed and scale of convergence. When multiple technologies improve at once, their combined effects can exceed linear expectations. The book's distinctive framing is that humanity is no longer merely adapting to nature. It is acquiring tools to redesign major conditions of existence. That raises the core question of competence having godlike power is less important than learning how to govern, distribute, and direct it wisely. Human psychology evolved for scarcity and struggles with abundance overload. The book argues that technological abundance does not automatically produce psychological well-being because human minds developed under conditions of danger, scarcity, and short-term survival pressure. In an environment of constant news, accelerating change, algorithmic stimulation, and expanding choice, ancient threat detection systems can misread abundance as instability. This helps explain why fear and opportunity can rise together. AI may promise productivity, medical discovery, and lower costs, while also creating anxiety about employment, identity, truth, and control. The mismatch is not simply emotional weakness. It is a predictable friction between slow biological evolution and fast technological acceleration. We Are As Gods treats this mismatch as one of the central survival problems of the age. If people interpret every disruption through scarcity thinking, they may become defensive consumers of fear rather than active participants in change. The book therefore links future readiness to attention management, emotional regulation, curiosity, and purpose. Its point is practical. The same tools that can expand human options can also intensify distraction, comparison, and paralysis. Abundance must be metabolized psychologically before it can be used constructively. Without that adaptation, more capability may feel like less control. Thirdly, AI and robotics will reshape work by changing how value is created. We Are As Gods give special attention to artificial intelligence because it represents a general-purpose technology rather than a narrow tool. AI can assist with writing, design, coding, education, scientific search, logistics, decision support, and personal problem-solving. When combined with robotics, sensors, and automation, it moves from screens into factories, hospitals, homes, transport systems, and agriculture. The book's treatment of work is therefore broader than the familiar question of which jobs disappear. It asks how value creation changes when intelligence becomes widely available and increasingly cheap. In that setting, competing against machines on routine cognitive or physical tasks is less promising than learning to partner with them. The likely divide is not only between employed and unemployed, but between creators who use AI to build, test, learn, and scale ideas, and passive consumers who use abundance mainly for entertainment or distraction. This framing does not deny disruption. It recognizes that techno unemployment, organizational downsizing, and industry restructuring are serious social risks. but the book's emphasis is on adaptation through agency. Individuals, companies, and governments must rethink education, entrepreneurship, safety nets, and skill formation for a world where intelligence is embedded in tools and services. Fourthly, the dark side of abundance includes energy costs, mental strain, and social disruption. A notable feature of the book is that its optimism is paired with attention to the costs of acceleration. Abundance can reduce material constraints while creating new systemic pressures. An AI infrastructure requires energy and computing resources, raising questions about carbon impact and the design of more efficient systems. Automation can increase productivity while destabilizing employment patterns and bargaining power. Digital saturation can expand access to knowledge while worsening anxiety, isolation, compulsive attention capture, and mental health strain. Biotechnology and longevity research can improve health while forcing society to confront unequal access and ethical boundaries. The book's survival guide dimension comes from treating these problems as part of the abundance transition rather than as exceptions to it. More power magnifies both constructive and destructive outcomes. If institutions, norms, and incentives lag behind capabilities, technology can widen inequality, concentrate control, or produce fragile systems that fail at scale. The argument is therefore not that progress should be rejected, but that technological development must be accompanied by governance, public trust, environmental responsibility, and ethical literacy. Abundance without wise design can create overload, dependency, and polarization rather than freedom. Lastly, curiosity, purpose, and flow are presented as survival capacities for the exponential century, beyond forecasting. We Are As Gods emphasizes inner capacities that help people function amid uncertainty. Curiosity matters because it turns technological change from a threat into an object of learning. Purpose matters because abundance can remove some survival pressures while leaving people unsure what to do with greater freedom. Flow matters because complex work increasingly requires deep focus, creativity, and adaptive performance rather than repetitive execution. These ideas connect the book to Stephen Kotler's broader body of work on human performance while remaining tied to Diamandis' abundance framework. The point is not merely self-improvement. In an era where tools can generate content, automate tasks, and solve routine problems, human contribution shifts toward framing meaningful questions, choosing worthy goals, integrating knowledge, and applying judgment. Curiosity helps people discover emerging opportunities. Purpose helps them prioritize among endless options. Flow helps them produce at a level that matches technological complexity. The book also implies a civic dimension. Societies need citizens and leaders who can stay mentally flexible without becoming nihilistic or reactive. Inner development is therefore treated as a practical counterpart to external power. The future depends not just on better machines, but on better human orientation toward them. In conclusion, We Are As Gods is best suited for readers interested in exponential technology, AI-driven disruption, futurism, entrepreneurship, innovation strategy, and the human consequences of abundance. It will be especially useful for leaders, founders, educators, policymakers, and general readers who want a broad map of the forces reshaping work, health, production, and daily life. Its practical benefit is not a step-by-step manual in the narrow sense, but a framework for thinking about adaptation, how to move from fear to informed participation, how to use AI and other tools as amplifiers, and why purpose and psychological resilience become more important when options multiply. Intellectually, the book helps connect technical change with ethical and existential questions that are often treated separately. Compared with many technology books that focus mainly on predictions, threats, or business opportunities, it stands out for combining abundance theory with a sustained concern for inner readiness. It is more optimistic than doom-centered accounts of AI, yet more cautious than simple techno-utopianism, because it addresses energy costs, mental health pressures, employment disruption, and the risk of power without wisdom. Its distinctive contribution is the claim that humanity's main challenge is no longer only inventing powerful tools, but becoming mature enough to use them well. If you would like to support Peter H. Diamandis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.